He would be if he returned my calls, Robin said. I'll call him again, Aunt Jane told them. If he isn't at home or on his mobile, I'll try his office. Though there's probably no one there at this time of night, and anyway, you have to hold for hours to get anywhere in Whitehall these days. I'll keep at it till I get him. I can do that, Catherine told her. I feel like a spare part just sitting here. You know where everything is and can help. Let me work the phones. It's the least I can do. And I do have some experience, you know. Aunt Jane led Catherine to the door. You can use my office. I'll show you where it is. Now we know what the disc actually shows, we're off to a good start, Robin said. I wish my dad was here. If he knew what we've realised, he'd have it cracked in no time at all, I'm sure. He'll be all right, Matt assured Robin when Catherine and Aunt Jane had gone. He reached across the table and took Robin's hands. We'll work it out. And your friend Smith will deal with Harper. It'll all be okay. Thanks, she said. She blinked away the moisture in her eyes and stood up. Let's get started. Robin began by looking out books she thought might be useful. Books of hieroglyphics and ancient languages from every part of the world. Soon the table was almost covered, and there were stacks of books on the floor around it as well. Matt was copying the symbols from the disc. They were difficult to see against the clay, and he had to angle the disc to catch the light. Once we have a set of symbols we can work from, Robin told him, we can start looking for matches. In these books? And others. And on the disc you found upstairs. By the time Aunt Jane returned, Matt had copied almost the whole of one side of the disc, carefully making sure he got not just the shape, but the measurements right for each symbol. They looked relatively simple, but it was harder than he had expected to get them accurate. And as he worked, he realised how tired he was. With little or no sleep for what seemed like days, and the effects of jet lag as well, he could barely focus. So it was a relief when Aunt Jane said, "You know, it's well after midnight. We've all had rather a long day. I think we'd do better to get some sleep and carry on in the morning, when we're more awake and with it." "I think you're right," Matt agreed. "I'm sure I am. I've shown Catherine where she can sleep, and she tells me she got a message to Mr. Smith. He'll be here in the morning, so that's another reason why we all need to be on our toes." "I'll carry on for a bit," Robin said. Matt thought his aunt would insist, but as so often before, she let Robin have her own way. The girl might be the daughter of Aunt Jane's employer, but Matt was surprised. Adults were usually pretty insistent about children's bedtimes, except Dad, who never seemed to notice the time. His mind was wandering, he realised, which was another sign he was tired. "Matt," Aunt Jane was saying. "You're right, but I'd like to finish this side of the disc," he told her. "There's only one symbol left after this one. You go ahead, I'll see you back at the cottage in a bit."